Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans, here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years, with a strong accent on New Orleans, and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is pianist, composer, producer, multi-Grammy winner, Herbie Hancock, who grew up in Chicago.
My mother noticed that whenever I would go over to my best friend's apartment, I would always ask him, can I play your piano? Now, I didn't know how to play piano, so I don't know what I played. I don't remember what I could have done. But she noticed that I seemed to be interested in the piano. So on my 7th birthday, my parents bought this piano and brought it into the house.
Lots more coming up from Herbie Hancock in just about 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Right now it's Michelle Camilo with a tune written by Mongo Santa Maria and popularized in jazz circles by John Coltrane. Michelle Camilo from Through My Eyes, Afro Blue.
Thank you.
Michele Camilo Mangas Santa Maria's Afro Blue from his Through My Eyes CD. A CD, ladies and gentlemen, so powerful, so captivating, so transformative, that when they played it for Paris Hilton, she went out the next day and aced the SAT. I'm just saying. That is great to have you here for Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Such nice people listen to this program. We know you're nice people because we've been reading the transcripts of your emails and phone calls from the NSA reading room. Although some of you are getting a little out of hand. Calm down. Long summer to go yet. Here's a great tune by Oscar Brown Jr., who wrote lyrics for lots of jazz instrumentals, including Afro Blue, which we just heard, Nat Adderley's Work Song, Miles Davis's All Blues, Bobby Timmons' This Here. This is a straight-out original with tune and lyric by Oscar Brown Jr., A Dime Away from a Hot Dog.
A dime away from a hot dog, $2 away from a bed. All sorts of funky pictures running around in my head. A picture of me rolling in dough. A picture of me letting it blow. A picture of all the people I owe, wanting to know, where did he go? Where did he go? Hot dog, $2 away from a bed. I turn to people and tell them how bad I'm hurting for bread. But then when I try making a touch, nobody comes through in the clutch. Poor crippled crab can't get him a crutch, cause people as such ain't helping you much. No. My bed, walking around trying to figure how to get out of the red. The president said don't feel depressed, but if his car had been repossessed and then the old sheriff came after the rest, he would have guessed. From a hot dog, $2 away from a bed. All sorts of funky pictures running around in my head. A picture of me rolling in dough, then letting it blow. A picture of all the people I owe, want to know. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Drummer Steve Turay, featuring Wynton Marsalis and Benny Golson, on a salute to Woody Shaw and Art Blakey, Woody and Boo, from the Steve Turay Right There CD. Catch Steve and Delphio Marsalis leading a sextet at Snug Harbor tonight and again tomorrow night. Jazz New Orleans, here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years, with a strong accent on New Orleans, and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week this week, the great Herbie Hancock. Check Jazz New Orleans with Fred Kasten out on Facebook. It's at facebook.com/Fred's Jazz New Orleans. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers. The music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. And the folks at Hopper's Cart to Van, 5601 Magazine Street, across from Whole Foods. Wines as unique as New Orleans. Pianist Monty Alexander now, who grew up in Jamaica, moved to Miami when he was 17, on to New York a couple of years later, has had a great career in jazz. From his My America CD, Put Your Hands on the Radio and Feel the Healing Power Now, ladies and gentlemen, Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. Thank you. Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra band leader Mario Bauza and that great ensemble, Irving Berlin's Heat Wave. 944 Columbus, Mario Bauza's longtime address on Columbus Circle in New York City, is the CD from which Heat Wave emanates, and Kenny Barron from his Canta Brasil CD, Zumbi. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Fred Caston. It's time now for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation with the great Herbie Hancock. Herbie Hancock has done it all in music. He's had hit records, won multiple Grammys, played in and led legendary bands, composed for television and film. He grew up in Chicago, started piano at 7.
My mother noticed that whenever I would go over to my best friend's apartment, I would always ask him, you know, can I play your piano? Now, I didn't know how to play piano, so I don't know what I played. I don't remember what I could have done. But she noticed that I seemed to be interested in the piano. So on my 7th birthday, my parents bought this piano and brought it into the house. And that was my birthday present.
Lessons followed, and Herbie Hancock got very good very fast. He performed the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 5 with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra when he was just 11. Then, at 14, came jazz.
What actually turned me on to jazz was when I was about 14, and I was in high school, and our school used to give a student variety show every semester. And this particular semester, we had that show, and there was a jazz trio on there, and the piano player was in my class. So he was basically my age. And I saw him doing something on my instrument, because I'd been playing piano for 7 years at the time.
Right.
You know, and I was pretty good. But I saw him doing something on what I considered my instrument that I couldn't do, and that was improvise and swing. So, plus the girls seemed to like what he was doing, too.
Oh, yeah.
and it had, a nice beat to it, you know. And
right.
So that was my entry point.
First stop on that path into jazz, George Shearing Records, at the suggestion of Hancock's jazz-playing classmate.
And as a matter of fact, the two tunes that he played for this variety show were tunes that he heard on George Shearing Records. I remember April was one of them, and I can't remember what the other one. Maybe Nightingale sang on
Berkeley Square.
Yeah. So he said, go out and get some George Shearing records. So when I went home, I said to my mother, I said, Mama, we got to get some George Shearing records. And my mother said, we have George Shearing records. And I go, wait a minute. No, you don't understand. No, we have to go get, and I said, what? We have George Shearing records. She said, remember 2 years ago when I brought you some records and you got mad at me? This was on Christmas or something. I brought you these records, you know, as a birthday present or Christmas present. And you got mad at me because you wanted some, there were some other records that I wanted. I don't remember now what they were. And I said, oh yeah, I remember that. She said they were George Shearing records, and they're in the record cabinet. I went to the record cabinet. There they were. And the two tunes that my friend from high school played.
In addition to music, Herbie Hancock had a long-standing interest in science, and being a practical mind, initially majored in electrical engineering at Grinnell College in Iowa.
The whole science idea really paid off when synthesizers came into the scene.
Yeah, big time. That was turned out to be a very prescient category for you to be knowledgeable in.
Right. And because, you know, I had that background in science, I knew the terminology that was involved with the kind of inner workings of a synthesizer. I understood kind of how they worked, and I wasn't afraid of them.
Right, right. Yeah, so many people don't even want to touch that thing, right?
Right.
I might mess it up.
It'll blow up if you,
yeah,
if
right.
you touch it.
I don't want to touch that thing. After graduation from Grinnell with a double major, electrical engineering and music, Herbie Hancock was back in Chicago working a day job at the post office and playing a few gigs around town when he got called to fill in for a snowbound pianist on a weekend's worth of work in Milwaukee with trumpeter Donald Byrd's band.
As it turned out, Donald approached me before the third day of this weekend of gigs and said, look, I talked this over with the band members, and we all agreed we want you to stay in the band if you want. You know, we would love to have you be the piano player in the band. So I was thrilled, right?
Right.
But I said, I would love to. And they said, you'd have to move to New York. And so, I mean, it like blew me away. I never expected that.
Right.
But I said, I would love to, but you got to ask my mother. Because
hey.
I was still living at home,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And that whole thing took me by surprise, you know. And so anyway, Donald did that. He talked to my parents, and they say, if that's what you want to do, you know, we promised you, you know, my brother and my sister, they promised us that whatever we want to be, that they would, you know, they would support that.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have any money, and not that, but just, you
right.
know, they would sanction it. You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, they said, you know, go with our blessings. I don't know how happy they were about it. But,
but they were willing to let you
yeah,
try
they,
it.
Yeah, they promised it, and they kept their promise.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's pretty damn good, man. You can't
yeah.
ask for more than that from your folks.
Exactly.
Herbie Hancock went on to play in and compose classic tunes for the great Miles Davis Quintet of the 60s, lead the Headhunters in the 70s, hit the charts with Rocket, scored double-digit Grammys, and toured steadily with a frequently changing, always interesting cast of colleagues. Here is Herbie Hancock featuring Freddie Hubbard, George Coleman, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams with the title tune from his 1965 recording, Maiden Voyage. Thank you. Title tune from Herbie Hancock's 1965 recording, Maiden Voyage. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO New Orleans, 90.5 KTLN Thibodaux-Houma, and WWNO.org.